Good morning, Sheffield. Welcome to the Filthy Radical Show. I'm going to tell you, we actually are televised, but this guy definitely is not.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on the report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hello, okay, this is the Filthy Radical Show. We are all dirty, horrible, stinky hippie radicals. We're here to talk to you, especially for the celebration of the fact that the G8 Justice and Internal Affairs Ministers are just now still in Sheffield and having enormous fun with themselves. We had a little...
Thank you very much. Dirty.
Filthy.
They're having, you know, lots of fun with themselves.
Not that kind of fun.
Oh, not like
themselves.
That, okay.
No, don't be silly.
Well, given that they were meeting in secret, we don't really know.
That's very true, actually, yes. Good point.
That's all just wrong, listeners. Ignore everything that those people say. Let's talk about what happened yesterday, though. We had some really rather exciting events. Dan, were you there for anything?
I went to a few things yesterday. Now, let me see if I can remember any of them. There were, I recall there being rather a lot of nice gentlemen dressed in shiny yellow jackets.
Yes, there was quite a big turnout of the fluorescent chaps.
There certainly were, and they seemed to really like getting into straight lines, and then they were stopping people going down
roads.
They
were very confrontational, actually. They're black clad with those fluorescent jackets.
They were, yes. It was very strange behaviour, actually. I'm not entirely sure.
I do hate it when these people turn up and ruin everything, disturb your city.
I know.
It's always a small minority, isn't it?
It is.
It's always a small
spoiling it for the rest, spoiling it for the rest. It's terrible. Yes. So,
which protest group were they with, Dan?
The ones in the shiny jackets.
The shiny jackets.
I think they were protesting against protesters.
That was it. They were from the Met, weren't they?
Absolutely, yes.
Yes, I remember now. So big hello out to anyone from the Met listening. Glad to have you around yesterday. Lovely little blue things there.
Super. Marvellous.
What
yes.
else was happening that the Met weren't organising?
Well, a couple of things happened. I mean, the G8 ministers were having their nice meal in Cutler's Hall. And some people went along to go, yay, woo, yay, to them and clap and wave placards. The police, however, were only letting in 100 people.
So I thought it was 150 yesterday.
No, 100. They cut down.
Yep. They're slimming.
Yep, you know, he's not down, you're not coming in.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. So that was a bit dull. But also...
How did they pick which 100 people? This was the question on everyone's lips. Was it a texting?
I think it was sort of more of a sort of a, are you a filthy, dirty radical? Yes. You can come in, like that.
But only 100 of them?
Yes.
First come, first served?
Pretty much, yeah. Yes. Mm. Also, rice for dinner on Devonshire Green, I believe, happened yesterday too.
Wasn't that your super? We were telling you about that yesterday. The chances that anyone actually listened to our show yesterday are so remarkably slim that we'll tell you about that.
Is there anybody out there?
Answers on a postcard to that question. We were telling you about Rice for Dinner. This was an event for the Make Poverty History campaign, asking for trade justice, debt relief, and more and better aid to bring about 1 billion people in the third world out of the most extreme forms of poverty. Anyone go to that? How many people do you reckon were there?
Well, hundreds and hundreds of people there.
There were definitely hundreds of people there. I reckon there was probably a good 500.
At least, yes.
There was an awful lot of rice going around.
There was, yes. And lots of sashes.
Yes, lovely, lovely wine, Make Poverty History sashes.
Yes, yes.
They were just splendid. Everyone looked terribly pretty.
I remember last week at Peace in the Park, somebody said to me, the G8 have cancelled the debt, haven't they? Why are you continuing to protest? What's the point in carrying on? What would you say if somebody asked you that question?
It's an interesting question. You see, the exciting thing about debt is that there's an awful lot of it. So what the G8 have done is cancelled some debt. The Make Poverty History people seem rather stubbornly to have decided that just because a country is slightly less poor, it should still probably be spending more on things like education and health than it should on debt repayments.
Mm.
It's a controversial line, but I think they're asking for even more debt repayment. They also mentioned the fact that apparently it's something called unfair trade rules.
Unfair trade rules, Chris?
Rather excitingly, unfair trade rules, the practice by which the Western countries introduce bias. Can you imagine?
Bias, Chris.
Unfairness, Dan.
Unfairness, Chris.
Madness, Dan.
Madness, Chris.
Bias into the world trade system. And it seems that the poorest countries in the world, the countries of what we call the Global South, although we tend not to include Australia, because let's be honest, no one wants the Aussies, the people of the Global South would be able to make $500 billion a year in increased trade, which would dwarf the amount of money that they get from aid and that we could give them in debt relief. Wouldn't that just be splendid?
It would, yes.
So I believe that's what we're still asking for. And that's why the Make Poverty History people, even so, are still asking you to come up to Edinburgh on the 2nd of July. And I do believe that there are going to be some coaches going from Sheffield to that rather fun event.
There certainly are. I've no idea who's organising them, though.
I believe that it is a rather wonderful chap called Yellow Fisher. And if you email transport, that's transport spelt like transport, at the Instant Company... That's all one word, theinstantcompany.com. Then you hopefully will be able to get in touch with the coach booking people.
Splendid.
And that will be super. You
yes.
can come up. Or you could maybe hitch. That might be fun.
Hitching could be fun, yes.
We like a good hitch. Did you see that film, The Hitchhiker?
Oh, yeah, that was quality.
Yeah, so what you've got to do is check whether people are genuine Make Poverty History protesters or mad psychopathic murderers before
yes.
you let them in the car. But I think that... For the cause, it's worth taking a chance. It is a very good cause.
It is, yes.
I'd risk it.
Absolutely.
Anyway, aside from all of this exciting stuff yesterday, we had a rather exciting event happening this morning. We had the magnificent people at what they call, I believe, the clandestine insurgent rebel clown army, came along down to the Marriott Hotel. That's the hotel where all of the ministers have been meeting. And
hello.
They staged a protest. Hello, clowns.
Hello.
Morning. Good afternoon. Afternoon, yes. How are you?
I'm a bit shy.
Oh, don't be. Don't
shy.
Be.
Hello.
Come on,
hello,
Minty.
Mom.
Okay,
hello,
clowns. Do you have names?
Well, yes, I'm a private number.
Thank you, private number.
I'm Minty Bumtums.
And Minty Bumtums. So we have clown private number and clown Minty Bumtums.
Yes,
would you like to explain to us what the nature and purpose of your group really is?
Well, we just like to have fun, really.
I've been cleaning.
I see you have your feather duster with you.
I've been dusting the pole ice. I've been dusting their boots.
That's nice, because they'll get dusty with all the...
They get terribly dusty and
they're
slightly
not very
scuffed.
Clean, yes, they need to polish their boots a bit better, I feel.
I've been inspecting their boots for the pole ice.
Pool ice,
actually. Yes, and they were in a shocking state, really, which isn't good enough.
You think maybe that
they need
dirty,
to pull their socks up.
Kicking yes. filthy radicals, perhaps.
I think they have been, yes.
Well, see, I think they've been playing far too much cricket. They seem to have, yes. They have those special shoes that look very
they
similar
had bats.
To
They had
crickets.
Bats, definitely.
Yes,
they all had bats.
Yes.
I think they were going to play some kind of game.
Yes.
Later.
Which we weren't invited to,
we
really.
Well, no.
We'd like to play a good game, you know.
We jolly
oh,
well
don't
do.
We just.
Oh, don't we just.
I think playing games is probably my favourite thing.
Oh, me too. It stops.
Tops. Tip top. What
hello.
Was?
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad.
Well, that's just super fine. And I hear that you did go down to the Marriott
Dad.
This morning. Were the lovely police out there
oh,
to
yes.
have their
got
boots
up really early.
We did get
really
very early.
We
very early but we're very well trained
way.
At that, yes.
We were up with the birds, weren't we? Up with the larks.
Yes, indeed. And we went to the Marriott. And the police, they were very good. They were very doing a very good job, you know, protecting the G8s, protecting us from them, you know, yes. keeping them in. And,
keeping
and
them at bay.
They did a very good job at
they
protecting
did,
us as well. Like they were very, very nice, and they laughed at all our jokes.
We
was always
almost
nice.
Fell in love with one of them, though, didn't we, darling?
Oh, yes, Mr. Oh, sorry, Inspector Gorgeous Armitage. He is lovely.
Oh.
Very, very. I think he's my favourite.
We had to run away before
week.
We fell totally head over heels.
Oh.
Inspector Armitage, if you're listening, then
thank you.
These young ladies would like your phone number. Feel free to get in touch with the show, and
yes,
I can tell you
more.
It's your lucky day today with these clowns. Please,
not
please.
On the radio, please, Minty, come on.
Goodness me.
Yes.
Anyone else turn up for that? I think maybe Rhythms of Resistance were down
yes.
there as well.
Yes, it's very true, yes, and they entertained us
very rhythmic.
Well. Very rhythmic.
And
they,
very resistant.
Very, yes. They keep us good and keep us marching very, very well and keep us all in line.
They do.
Very good team networks, yes, and good group
nice
dynamics.
Pink.
Oh, yes. A bit like your fluff, yes, Minty.
Yes,
yes,
very fluffy.
Very nice, yes.
Anyway.
I said, it was a good thing the police were there then to protect you from these ministers, because I have heard that the G8 minister
oh,
behaves very much like
yes.
a cornered badger when surrounded by protesters.
They'll
that
have your
is
fingers
very
off.
True, yes.
Yes, they'll give you a nasty nip.
Yes.
Won't they?
I've been nipped by one before.
Have you?
Yes, there's
I
Attorney General.
It wasn't very nice.
So, anyway, I've got to go off now and dust.
Yes, many, it's many
very,
dusty things left.
Very dusty.
Please, if you do see Minty Bumtums about the town dusting, do go up and say hello, and she'll give you a lovely dust.
Yes, if your boots are dusty, come to me. I'll sort you out.
You'll be able to see Minty because of the colander, which is rather attractively modelling. With
my helmet, darling. It's not a colander.
It's a
helmet.
Standard darling. Issue, I'm afraid.
Standard
I have
issue.
To step in there.
Standard issue.
Sorry. The,
yes.
Private number there.
You
have you
that?
Got a quartermaster?
Okay.
For helmet
well,
issue?
We've got a third muster and a fifth muster.
We have a quartermaster. I'm not sure I agree with quartermasters, you know.
An eighth muster.
So many fractional masters.
Many,
yes.
many,
keep,
many.
Keep,
no,
keep
we have no
supplies.
Masters. We have
just
a few mistresses.
That's a different story.
That's for you, Inspector Armitage, again, I think.
Anyway, I must go and dust now, so I love you and leave you.
Very nice to have met
bye.
You all, very good.
Keep it up, jolly
please
good, top
see
hair.
You again, yes. Excellent.
Well, thank you very much there to the clandestine insurgent rebel clown army. They were down at the Marriott Hotel this morning, having a bit of a protest, making a little bit of noise. Apparently we had some kids come out with saucepans to bang as well, so
yeah,
anyone
lovely,
listening,
lovely.
Thanks very much for letting those kids come out and join us.